Hello, and we are live with another edition of the Mahoning Movement Show. Joe and Jacob here with our special guest, Sophia Martini. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to see you. How's the toy drive coming?
So we're coming. So every year the Federal does a toy drive. We decided after our beloved friend and coworker, Muhammad, had passed away, we decided to kind of do something in his honor. Jacob, you are aware that he had a big part of the toy drive every year. So the first Christmas without him, everyone was just a little down in the dumps. And we decided, let's make our toy drive something in memory of Muhammad and also in addition to helping more kids this year. So we used to do a small toy drive every year. We'd help, you know, 10 to 15 kids was a lot. This year, I currently have 77 kids. Wow. So in the last 2 to 3 years, we've really built, not only did the community want to come around and do something in Muhammad's honor because so many people loved and cherished him, I think that it became a bigger thing due to the fact that everyone wanted to help local families and kids get Christmas. So yeah, 77 kids. So it is coming along. I went to various organizations, churches, schools. United Way and Salvation Army helped reference some people to me, which was a big help this year. And yeah, I built a list of a lot of kids. So yes, we are coming together. So December 17th will be our kind of Merry Momus event that we call it.
His birthday was the 15th,
yes.
Right?
So Muhammad's birthday was December 15th. So we kind of try to do the day of around that. And since it was a Friday this year, the 17th just worked. And it's the last day that everyone can donate. So I'm there all night kind of just celebrating Muhammad's honor. And we just talk a lot about him and we just kind of make it fun for that aspect. And then also too, it is the last day that you can come to the Federal and kind of donate the gifts and or unwrapped toys and clothes.
What time is like the cutoff point?
So we'll most likely be accepting donations till 10:30 that night. It's a little different this year with Miracle and Federal, which I know we'll touch on that, Jacob, and we'll be open at 4 o'clock. And before that, I am doing pickups and drop-offs. It's just kind of the day that I give everyone the last day to donate. And then I spend the next 2 days kind of organizing and getting everything ready. And then I'll start to do drop-offs and pickups the week of pretty much the week of Christmas this year. So it'll be a quick few weeks.
You just drive around and drop
it off. Yeah, so I give people the option. Obviously, the ones that I pull tags from, they do the collections and I can drop off all at once. And then the local families that we're helping personally, privately, if they cannot come pick up, I take someone and we do drop off. So we kind of try to give everyone the option to pick up. But if they can't, then obviously we know that if you're in need, that most likely you need a drop off. So we're more than welcome to do that too.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. So we've had a lot of a turnout this year, surprisingly, so far. Sometimes everyone waits till the day of to give everything. And we've had a lot of people getting a hold of me. Hey, are you doing Merry Momus this year? It's kind of cool after you do something for the first 2 years because it kind of starts to catch on. So people know that it's going on. They know that we do the toy drive now and they want to help. And people get excited when I say that we've built so much. You know, like I said, from 5 to 6 years ago when we started doing it, Jacob, there was, I think the 1 year we were happy, we had 10 kids, honestly. Mm. It was like an amazing feeling. Now I'm like looking at my list, 77 kids. It makes me almost want to cry because it's just amazing. It's just honestly amazing. And like the support around doing it in Muhammad's honor is so amazing. And like, I love doing that because like I said, the one thing about Muhammad that everyone knew is that like around the holidays, he was like literally so fun and the best. Mm. And he loved helping the kids. So it was just something nice that we all thought of to do the first year. And I love that we do it. Honestly, it makes
and
really
he was
happy.
Always so ridiculously generous with
yes,
everybody.
Like, he was. Yeah. There was a year. Actually, what made me think, and it's the little story I tell the most, is the year before he passed, the Christmas of, there was a few things that we were short on. Like we were collecting between the staff just to go get, and he came in my office and pulled like over $100 out of his pocket and was like, make sure that you get anything else you need and you come see me if you don't have enough. And it was just like a private one-on-one moment that, you know, I know he would be okay with me sharing now. And it's just a great thing that makes me think of the toy drive and Muhammad, and that he wanted to always personally, even though he had already gave a bunch that year of unwrapped things and monetary donations already. So it was just a really good thing to do. Yeah.
And so you're organizing all that and you're doing a lot with turning the Federal into Miracle on Federal.
Yes. So this year, for the first time in Youngstown, we are doing a Christmas pop-up. So basically what that means is we will close as the Federal, and December 9th through December 29th, we will reopen as Miracle on Federal. So that is going on also in addition to the little Christmas things that we are doing, kind of intertwining and also at the same time doing both. So that'll be an exciting time.
I really haven't done much at all besides design the logo, but you Ryan Jonquist got it all printed up as for the sign out front. That looked good. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Jonquist Designs.
Yeah, we're trying to stay local with some of the stuff that we have been buying. And then also too, I have to shout out the staff. They've been absolutely amazing with helping us kind of revamp, because it's a big thing to take on, you know, because we're basically transitioning to another place for three, four weeks. So that's a large undertaking, but I think it'll be really cool. And we're really trying, when we all sat down, you know, probably a couple months ago, we just wanted to bring something to the community. You know, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, all these big cities do pop-ups, and why doesn't Youngstown, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited. I'm hoping we get a lot of people downtown just for that, honestly, just to kind of see the area. And with Phelps looking so beautiful and around the holidays and stuff, I want people to walk around and say, hey, let's come back. In a month, they think about Youngstown and say, hey, let's go down there. Just walk around and see where we want to go to eat or drink or have a good time. Go to a show at Covelli or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. I'm not really familiar with pop-ups. Is it a decorative thing? Is it you get menu items?
Yeah. So basically it's a Christmas winter wonderland. So we do a brand new Christmas menu. It'll be holiday favorites, some local spin, you know, on what we feel would be a good holiday menu. Our kitchen manager, Chad, and my brother, Dan, have really worked hard on those aspects of giving a Youngstown feel to it, but then also doing favorites, you know, of the holidays. And then, you know, Christmas cocktails, Christmas beers, beer flight. Yeah, everything. Cool. It'll be Christmas everything. So over the top decorations. When you walk in, you want to have the feeling of Christmas and then also enjoy your restaurant experience with it, too.
Very cool.
So, yeah, it'll be really cool. I'm really excited.
It's really coming along.
It's really coming along. Yeah. So we open in a few days.
Yeah, take a peek at it.
I'll visit
you for lunch.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then also December 10th, upstairs at Lemon Grove on the second floor, got Dueling Pianos. YSU Penguin Productions is bringing that.
Beautiful.
And so that's come along. There's Funny Farm shows on the third floor. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a busy month. Yes.
You guys don't mess around, though, with your entertainment down there in the Knox building.
We always try to keep something going.
We do.
That's, you know, I started doing that a long time ago with the Lemon Grove, but it was always tough to do that and run a bar and restaurant too. And so luckily now partnering with the Martinis that were able to do everything well, you know, they do a great job in actually running the bar and restaurant stuff. And then we still bring the entertainment stuff. So we actually got a
What Jacob's saying going. Is he needed me.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Sophia keeps us all in line. So
I can see it.
Someone has to.
Well, dealing with your family, my goodness.
Yeah,
Dan and Joe alone.
Yeah. You know? So I have a huge Italian family, so it's been fun. And getting to know Jacob, obviously, what, eight years now?
Yeah, end of 2013 first Dan originally came in. He was just supposed to do the kitchen, and then you know, we hit it off and started partying the whole place. And then when did you get dragged into it?
I graduated from YSU in 2015, and that summer was when I came on with you guys.
Really? So you were around a little bit here and there before.
Yeah, I was around a little bit here and there, but I actually started like my position and helping you guys, and then I had planned to stay for a year. I told Dan I would come in, help get everything organized, and then train the new person that would come kind of do background stuff and, you know, just help run things. And that was 6 years ago, so here we are.
So March of 2015. I wonder how we survived that first year and a half without you.
Well, that's why I think Dan wanted me to come on, honestly, because he saw what you guys were lacking, honestly. And, you know, my degree was in finance, so I had a few things to add. And, you know, we just work well together.
Yeah.
So it works. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Joey's always been involved, too, but now he's working for Superior delivering, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he comes in and helps out still and, you know, is still around and involved. Mm-hmm. So that always works.
And Gina's a world famous singer.
Yeah, but I have another brother in the military. There's a lot of us. Okay. So there's
family.
Yeah, there's five of us all together.
And I'm an only child, so that's why we need them.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Jacob's basically our other brother now. Yeah. Stuck with him.
So your social campaign always gets me. On Facebook, you have that burger that it's every time I see it come up, I end up ordering one of these suckers because it's so inviting. You guys got really good food.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we try to, you know, focus. Obviously, signature burgers are what we're most known for. So we try to focus mostly on that. When people ask me what I recommend, I say burgers. But, you know, we have a selection of apps, sandwiches, salads, wings. Our normal federal menu is like pretty extensive in terms of there's something for everyone. You can come in. We do vegetarian options. There's some vegan options. We have dairy-free cheese now. We're really trying to cater that when you walk into the federal, you have something on the menu that you not only want, but that you like to eat too.
Signature drinks.
Yeah, we do have. Nice. So we have, we call them kind of our 110 cocktails. That was kind of what we originally started calling them, and we call them the federal cocktails too. But
okay.
So yeah, we have some signature cocktails, and like I said, it's been a weird transition trying to get everything in order for Miracle on Federal, because while focusing so much on our normal menu items, now we're kind of revamping over to the Christmas stuff. So after the holidays, we are looking to do, once January hits and we kind of slow down and can breathe a minute, we want to sit down and get some cool ideas for the end of winter and then the beginning of spring. And then St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner too. So there's always something to look forward to and start to plan.
Catering to the shoppers downtown. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of the restaurants are having trouble with staffing, staying open during normal hours. Yeah. How have you guys been throughout this?
So people look at me weird when I say this, and I know I probably feel like this, but I feel so fortunate to have like the best staff. We had almost every single person that could and was willing to come back after like post-COVID, when we had shut down for a few months in 2020 and reopened once, you know, some of the mandates were lifted. And our staff was just amazing, and they still have been. And we have a lot of long-term staff that has been with us now for a few years. So they're always willing to pitch in and help out. And then even the new staff that has been coming in has been really willing. And I feel very lucky, because a lot of the restaurant world right now, you know, everyone's short-staffed. And of course we are too, in terms of getting new people in. And restaurant turnover in general, to me, I know this might be not a popular opinion, it's always a high turnover. You're going to go through new hires and staffing no matter what's going on, and then let alone an added fact of having trouble finding new people. So I think it's just a game of, you know, if you're fortunate to have a staff that is willing to work, but then also you're not wanting to overwork the people you do have. That's actually why we pulled back and are closed on Wednesdays right now, just to the fact of giving everyone a day off. And the people that were willing to work a lot, we wanted to make sure that they were okay with working. So you want to give everyone a break, and not, you know, our lives are the federal, but we have to understand that that's not everyone's life. So, you know, we do try to appreciate what we do have, with knowing that it's been a problem with getting new people in and staffing accordingly. But like I said, knock on wood, everything's been okay in terms of the people that we do have willing to work.
And is the community pretty good about supporting you downtown and bringing some of the dollars downtown?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've been very lucky to have a great community around us that wants to support us. I think partially because we've kind of focused more on, you know, food sales and getting the kitchen where we want it, and our food to come out quality too. So if you come into the Federal on a Tuesday and get the John Wayne, I want you to be able to come on a Sunday and get the John Wayne and it be the same thing.
Right.
So consistency is important. You know, that's a big part of the restaurant world.
Best thing that we've evolved and where we're going with it is, you know, obviously me and the old Lemon Grove stuff was always very eclectic, but maybe not very consistent. And actually having Martini's who actually run things orderly, it's, you know, it's a proper restaurant, you know, it's you know what you're walking into, and you know you're going to get good service and good food. So making sure it runs right, it has to run right, but also with the overall building, keeping with the eclectic thing that you have the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we're trying to evolve.
I personally think like being in like the business world too, like the last 6 months or 6 years with the guys, is like, you know, there's, when you're a team like that, you really take everyone's strengths and you work on it. For instance, Jacob's the idea man. I always tell him he's the idea man. He can have the ideas, but sometimes to execute them, he needs a little help. So it's nice to have everyone in your corner. Like he had mentioned earlier, we all kind of bring something to the table, but then also collectively work together so well to make it happen. So if Jacob has a crazy idea that he wants to do next year, we can think and brainstorm on things and kind of work with him one-on-one to get where he wants to see the vision be, and then also on the business end of things to make sure it makes sense. So I think a big part of a business partnership and getting things rolling and doing what you need to do is having a good team. And honestly, like I said, I know I am fortunate to say this, but we do have a great team, and that's why we've been able to do a lot of the events, and we keep chugging along. So
yeah. Us innovators, we're tough to bridle on.
Yeah. You know, everyone has their strong suits and their weak ones. And, you know, you just have to be able to admit what you're not good at.
Right.
And, you know, once you can do that, you know, you find someone that kind of gives you that strength. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, getting back to the whole point of the show is that, you know, advocating for this whole bike trail thing to connect Struthers to Ravenna through Youngstown, Girard, where y'all grew up, Niles, Warren, Newton Falls, on to Ravenna. What do you think that would do if we actually connected? You know, I do these long bike trips, and what do you think about bringing more people through, both allowing for transportation for residents here, but also getting travelers through, what that might do for the business community downtown?
I think that's amazing. Like, I think that everyone's main, If you talk to people that are from Youngstown, work in Youngstown, love Youngstown, they say the main thing that we have to do is get people here. We don't want people to go an hour away to enjoy the things that they want to enjoy. We want Youngstown to be accessible and to have things. So I think that any idea that will get people to not only say, hey, let's go there and see that, but also get them down here is important. Mm-hmm. You know, we love, I don't know exactly the percent, but a huge percent of our staff live in Youngstown. They're from here. They grew up here or they live here now and they love it. And I love that too, because that's important. You talk to people and they're always like, well, we just go to Boardman for that. Nothing against Boardman, but it's like, well, hey, we have that too. You should come down and see it. So that's a big point of Youngstown. And I think back to what you were saying with the bike trail is if we make it accessible to people, that's the key.
Mm-hmm. And being right between Cleveland and Pittsburgh too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sounds really well geographically situated.
Yeah. And then once they come, you got to get them to want to come back. So that's a big aspect too. Mm-hmm. So I think the changes that have been being made over since, like I said, I've started working down here the last 6 years have been amazing. And anything else that can add to it would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was nice on Friday, the tree lighting. It would be nice to have a parade this year, but the tree lighting went well. And shout out to Derek McDowell for doing the flea on Phelps. Yeah. That would end up being really nice.
Derek's awesome. That's
the first one that I've missed in a while.
I missed it too. I know. I was really sad. I had to go to a wedding.
Yeah, it was good. I missed the flea on Saturday and Sunday, but went to it. I pedicabbed on Friday, and everyone had a great time. And a lot of kids enjoyed the tree lighting. And
Yeah,
it was like a winter wonderland.
I've been to a few of the Youngstown fleas this year that they did, two different ones, and both times it was amazing, honestly.
Weather was pretty good?
Yeah. It was cold, but it was good. It? Yeah, mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, Derek's awesome. He really does a great job. Like, I give him all the credit in the world, because not only is it hard to, you know, have an idea and actually run with it, but also he just honestly does great.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think he'll make a good events director if that's hopefully how it goes.
I agree.
Well, anything else we need to talk about?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, anything else on your end?
No.
Oh, what are we doing for New Year's? We're doing like a private New Year's thing.
We're still working on a little bit. I don't think it's going to be private and ticketed, but we're going to definitely get band in and get some fun things going on for New Year's Eve, especially because that's going to fall right after our Miracle dates kind of end. So we'll have a day in between to kind of revamp and get ready for New Year's Eve. And then it's the beginning of the year. Like
are
I said, there's
first night. Is that there's still production on that?
So at the last EYP meeting, they did mention that they were not doing their typical thing, but they were trying to still do something. So I don't know if that's just going to entail fireworks or if that's going to entail the whole thing.
Used to be its own organization. Yeah. I was actually on the board for like 1 or 2 years. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what's going to happen with the organization.
Yeah,
the first
I can't answer that for sure. I do know at the last EYP meeting, they were talking about what was going to go on and if it was just going to be fireworks this year, what we could do better, what they could do better for next year and kind of what we could do to help downtown, you know, on the Federal Street strip and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, no matter what it is, we'll be doing something.
Yeah, we will be. We'll be here.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Sophia.
You're welcome. Thank you guys for having me.
See everybody next week.
Bye.